digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Dana submerges Kevin's dead body.
Let's get the other body and get cleaned up before we head back to CT.
I'm trying to locate an individual by the name of Kevin Wade.
Kevin's probation officer just called me. He has records that show him calling my cell several times.
Look, you just have to handle this, okay?
I don't know if I can do this.
Lori, come on, we both know you're good at it.
Put your hands where I can see them. Do not move!
Samir Marcos is out of the chamber.
Hang up right now and transmit the failsafe.
What's happening? What is that?
Marcos, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this in time.
How are they going
to
smuggle a fuel rise into the city past the radiological detectors?
I don't know.
Damn it, Marcos, give me a name!
President Hassan's head of security, Taryn Farouche.
Marcos's vest explodes.
Right now, you need to call UN security and have them take Mr. Farouche into custody until we get there.
Taryn's not here.
Where is he?
I don't know. Somewhere with my daughter.
Taryn is working with your father's enemies.
You must tell me where you are.
The Theodore Hotel, suite 514.
Just stay where you are.
The police will be there shortly.
I thought we agreed you weren't going to take your mother's call.
Oh, I'm sorry, my love. I just didn't want her to worry.
Did you tell her where we are?
Of course not.
We're arriving at the landing now. Soon we'll be able to transport the rods into Manhattan.
Our CTU's radiation sensor's down.
Not yet, but we'll be ready.
The sinister case full of fuel rods sits in the van.
The following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Right, listen up. This is what we know. IRK nationalists are targeting New York with a dirty bomb. We have one lead, Hassan's former head of security, Taryn Farouche. And we believe he wants to disable our defenses so they can smuggle the bomb into Manhattan. Chloe.
Latest intel is that Taryn is staying at the Theodore Hotel with President Hassan's daughter, Kyla. Kyla has been warned by her mother that Taryn is working with the terrorists. She'll be trying to keep him at the hotel until our attack teams arrive.
What's our ETA on that?
NYPD is approaching the stage in your CTU, still 10 minutes out.
Chloe, you liaise with NYPD.
Actually, Dana is better at the interagency protocols than I am.
Fine. Jack Bauer's heading field ops. Dana's on point with NYPD. Arlo will run aerial. Let's get to it.
Arlo raises an ironic eyebrow and sidles across to Chloe.
All the changes going on around here, who do I report to exactly, you or Dana?
What does it matter?
I'd just like to be clear.
The only thing you need to be clear about is that there's a dirty bomb about to go off in Manhattan. So just do your job.
Drone's in position over the Theodore Hotel, awaiting your instructions.
Arlo walks away with a sardonic grin. Chloe works intently. Dana appears nervous. Taryn, who clearly works out, stands topless in the hotel room, looking suspiciously at the bathroom door. On the other side of the door, Kyla, her eyes full of fear, plays for time. Taryn listens at the door. Kyla tries to unlock the sash window.
Kyla, we have to go.
Nearly ready.
She strains to raise the window. Finally, it shoots up.
What was that? Are you all right?
It was nothing. I'm fine.
She kneels by the window, but finds the gap is still too narrow. She stands again and tries to raise the sash. Taryn stands with his ear to the door. He turns towards the ringing phone and then crosses to pick it up from the bedside table.
Hello?
The Americans got Marcos to talk. He may have compromised you. Did the girl receive any phone calls?
Yes, one, her mother.
Get out now and bring her with you. We're moving to the next phase.
I'll need a vehicle.
Hamid's on his way.
Taryn hurriedly slips on a dark shirt.
Kyla!
We must go now.
Just one more minute.
Hurry up, please.
Kyla stands there, not knowing which way to turn. She looks desperately towards the window. CTU SUVs race along the street.
Jack, I'm uploading Taryn Farouche's file to you now.
Copy that. Okay, I've got it. We're also going to need hotel schematics and access to their security systems.
Coming to you now. Targeted in room 514. Hotel security is standing by to give NYPD access.
Jack, Ryan Hastings, what's your ETA?
About 8 minutes. Can you patch me through to our appointment at NYPD?
We're doing that now. Name's Sergeant Amos.
Sergeant Amos, Dana Walsh, CTU.
Been waiting on you, Miss Walsh. We're in our staging area already.
Go ahead, Jack.
Sergeant Amos, Jack Bauer, our target, Taryn Farouche, is in room 514. He has a female hostage, Kyla Hassan. She's the daughter of President Hassan of the IRK.
We'll handle him, Mr. Bauer. We'll make sure that girl doesn't come to any harm.
Priority is to take Taryn alive. He's our only lead to a major terrorist threat against New York.
Like I said, we'll handle him.
Sergeant, don't underestimate this man. He was President Hassan's head of security. He knows what he's doing. I want your men to set up a perimeter and wait for us. We're monitoring hotel security. We'll give you a heads up if we've got any action from the room.
Sergeant Amos scowls. Taryn stands at the door.
Kyla, my friend from the State Department is waiting for us. We must go now.
Just one more second, please.
Kyla is getting dressed slowly in the bathroom. Taryn looks skyward in frustration. He paces across the room and pulls aside the window blinds. Peering down into the dark, deserted street, he sees the pavement suddenly begin to swarm with dark-clad armed police. He hurriedly pulls on his jacket and returns to the bathroom door.
Kyla! Kyla! Stop this game. We walk out of here right now.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Just move!
No, why are you taking me?
Believe me, the last thing I want to do is hurt you, but I will.
CTU have CCTV of Taryn dragging Kyla away.
We've got movement on the fifth floor. Are you getting this, Jack?
Yeah, someone must have tipped him off. Sergeant?
Yes, I know. Target's on the move. I'm going in.
Negative. We're 5 minutes out. I want you to hold your position.
I'm on the ground, Mr. Bauer. It's my call.
No, it isn't. This is a CTU operation. I'm telling you to hold your position.
I'm going in.
Sergeant!
Security. SWAT is on the way in now.
Amos doggedly plows on into the hotel.
Terrence at the elevators.
Ortiz observes Taryn. Taryn, however, smashes the camera.
Boss Patrol of Fifth.
Sergeant, target has taken that elevator security camera and is armed. I am ordering you to stand down.
I'm right on him.
Sergeant, that was an order.
Taryn pulls Kyla into a side corridor as the police team draw close.
Sergeant Amos, can you hear me? Chloe, have you got anything?
Nothing.
The police fan out along the main corridor. Taryn gags Kyla with his left hand. In his right hand, he holds his pistol. He emerges and shoots one of the police. He then shoots another officer. He rifles the dead man's uniform for his radio. The man's uniform bears his name, Faulkner. Taryn drags Kyla off again.
This is Faulkner. I'm hit. Amos and Martin are down.
Where's the target?
He's heading toward the fire escape on the south side. He's got the girl.
ESU, this is Agent Ortiz. Cover the south fire escape now. Medics, men down on the fifth floor.
That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
Trent just took out three men. Why is he using the fire escape? He should be heading down the stairs. Son of a bitch. NYPD, target is impersonating an officer. He has a girl. I want you to fall back and cover all exits. I repeat, target is impersonating an officer. Cover all exits.
Taryn takes Kyla down a dark fire escape, 308.
Chloe, do you see anything?
Nothing.
Arlo, get us the drone feed. Roger that.
They emerge from the fire escape.
Drop the gun! Put it down! Drop it now!
This is Bellows. Target's at the Allen Street exit.
He's got the girl. Chloe, we need that drone feed.
Coming through. There's a cab pulling up.
Officer Bella, behind you.
One of Samuel's men shoots both police officers from where he stands by the cab.
Jack, you're heading for the cab.
All ESU, we have two officers down in the alley behind the hotel. Target is moving to Allen Street. He's escaping in a yellow cab.
Tracking the cab.
Go! Advise all NYPD mobile units. We cannot lose that vehicle.
On it.
Taxi's in the Delancey underpass. I'm blind.
We have traffic cams?
On the underpass.
We're 2 blocks from Delancey.
Jack swings his SUV sharply around a corner. He scrutinizes the CCTV screen.
Any sign of the cab?
Still in the underpass.
The underpass is less than half a click. Where the hell are they?
NYPD mobile units, 90 seconds out.
Go left, Jack. Go left, right.
Jack swerves left into the white-domed tunnel of the underpass. He and Ortiz both rake the tunnel tensely with their eyes. Driving the full length of the underpass, they spot the yellow cab parked up just inside the other end.
There it is. I got the cab. I got the cab.
Jack curves to a halt. Another SUV pulls in behind. He and Ortiz open their doors and aim their weapons at the dark-windowed taxi.
Driver! I want you to slowly open your door! Open the door now! It's empty. It's empty!
Chloe, backtrack drone footage. Trace every vehicle that left the underpass. Get NYPD to set roadblocks. They were here less than 30 seconds ago.
Carlo?
Got it.
Did you join the sweep?
No, they're gone.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do. They're gone. Chloe, it's Jack. I'm going to need a kidnap and an electronic intercept package. Have it meet me back at the UN.
Copy.
I need to talk to President Hassan. That's who the terrorists are going to want to contact next. That's why they kidnapped his daughter.
Jack and the rest get back into their vehicles and pull away. A dark-haired man walks purposefully through some kind of secure vault. He passes through a massive circular metal safe door. Samir stands with his back framed in the doorway.
Darren just called. He has the girl.
Samir calls out on his satellite phone. A man sits soldering wires.
Hello?
Alman.
Samir, where are the nuclear rods?
They're still outside the city. We haven't disabled the American radiological detectors yet.
Then how will you bring the rods to me?
It's been taken care of.
The man goes back to his sinister soldering. 311. End of part one. Chloe walks with Hastings.
We've backtracked through drone and traffic cam footage looking for Kyla and Taryn. Nothing's come up yet.
What's Bauer's status?
He's 2 minutes from the UN. The electronic intercept team is en route to him.
Keep me informed.
Copy.
Is Walsh? There's a Mr. Prady here to see you. Says he spoke to you on the phone.
Thank you.
Dana removes her earpiece and stands as if going to her own execution.
Chloe, do you mind covering for me for a few minutes?
Chloe throws Dana a long frown of utter incomprehension. Dana walks with studied poise along the corridor. Her face is bleak with desperation. She spots the probation officer in reception. She stumbles slightly but breathes deeply and sails on.
Mr. Prady, Dana Walsh.
My pleasure, Ms. Walsh.
It'll be quieter in here.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is some impressive facility. What is it you do here?
Intelligence analyst. Mr. Prady, we've got a major situation here.
I understand. It won't take up much of your time.
Okay. It's 3 a.m, you're 2,000 miles from home. You mind telling me what's so urgent?
Yeah, it's about the young man I mentioned on the phone. Kevin Wade. It's him right here.
She takes from Prady's hand a snapshot of a cheekily smiling Kevin. He observes her as she looks at the picture.
You know him, don't you?
Yes. I should have been honest with you on the phone. I met Kevin a couple days ago at a bar.
Is there another man with him? He was traveling with an ex-con named Nick Coughlin. Bad news. Done time, armed robbery, attempted murder.
No, I've never seen him.
Okay. So what happened with you and Kevin?
We talked for a while. I drank more than I should, and we ended up back in his van.
You had sex with him?
Yes.
Do you know where he is now?
No, I didn't see him again. The whole thing was a mistake.
Why so?
Because I'm getting married in a few weeks. It was the pressure. I don't know. All the wedding plans. I went out for a drink. I didn't intend. Maybe I did. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. All that I know is that if my fiancé finds out, he will never forgive me.
I'm not looking to ruin your life. I just want to retrieve Kevin before he gets in more trouble than by the end of this parole.
I understand. I hope that you find him.
Yeah, thing is, Ms. Walsh, I got a call a couple hours ago from my NYPD friend Tom Hardiman. Seems like there was a break-in, police evidence lockup. Again, bad business. Officer got beaten up, left in a coma, but guess whose prints were on the assault weapon? Yeah, that nasty SOB, Nick Coughlin. Now, what I'm afraid of is where Nick is, Kevin is too, and I really need to find him.
And like I told you, I only saw him the once. I have no idea where he is.
And you're sure about that?
Mr. Brady, we are in the middle of a national security crisis. I have to go back to my desk.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry. Perhaps if I talk to your supervisor, he could let you take a few minutes off. Or I could wait here, stay out of your way till you have some time.
Fine. You have to stay here, though.
Of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
At the UN, Dalia Hassan paces.
I don't understand. The Americans knew where Kyla was. How did they lose her?
Before we blame them, remember, it was our people, our own people who kidnapped Kyla, not the Americans.
Mr. President, CTU is here.
Mr. President, I'm Jack Bauer. You already know Cole Ortiz. We deeply regret not being able to find your daughter, but I promise you we're going to do everything in our power to recover her.
How did you lose her? How did that happen?
Taryn, I've been warned, ma'am. We arrived too late.
It was your people.
Dalia, please. What do they want with Kyla?
We were hoping you could tell us, sir. Taryn Farouche was your head of security, meaning he knows everything that you know. He took your daughter because he's trying to leverage something from you. Do you have any idea what that could be?
I don't know.
Sir, we believe the kidnappers will contact you directly. We need to set up monitoring devices on your phone so we can track their call.
Do what you need to do. Just please get our child back.
Dalia, do this.
Thank you. With me.
Jack leads a knot of CTU personnel into the Hassan's suite.
Set up tech here.
Taryn manhandles the struggling and blindfolded Kyla through the vault, past the huge metal safe door and into the room where Samir stands. He forces her down into a chair placed in front of a hanging national flag.
Do what he says and you won't get hurt.
Who is he? Another traitor?
Samir approaches Kyla and slowly pulls off her blindfold. He looks down at her disdainfully.
The only traitor is your father. Tie it up.
Two men step in, carrying lengths of rope. Kyla struggles. Taryn looks on, seemingly torn. Three twenty-seven. Kyla sits gagged. Dalia Hassan paces. Ortiz and others now occupy desks in the suite with monitoring equipment. It is Dahlia's phone which is ringing.
Do you recognize the number?
There's the one.
Chloe, we've got a call coming in on the mother's cell phone.
We're working on it.
Answer it. Keep them on the phone as long as possible.
Yes.
Your husband is a traitor to the people of the Republic.
He alone has made our actions necessary.
I cannot be trusted.
Where is my daughter? I want to talk to her.
Whether you ever see her again depends on what your husband does right now.
Put him on.
Dalia, I want to talk to you. Here, give me the phone.
Chloe, we need to be hearing this.
We're still working on it, Jack. Okay, we've got it. You should have audio.
This is President Hassan. Who are you?
I'm a loyal servant of the Republic you're trying to destroy. Now shut up, Omar, and listen.
I want to talk to my daughter.
Let me tell you what I want. File 33. File 33. That is the price of your daughter.
I don't know what that is.
You had to say that. Of course.
You're a vain man concerned about appearances. And the Americans are listening.
But please, do not insult me by saying this again.
I won't say anything until I talk to my daughter.
Fine. If that's what you want. I'm sending you an IP address. Give it to one of the people listening in.
3:39. Samir puts down the phone. He pulls a black balaclava over his head. He picks up a plastic bag.
Okay, got it.
Onto the large screen in the suite comes the image of Kyla against the IRK flag.
Don't hurt her. It's me you want.
Samir leans sinisterly down by Kyla.
I told you what I want.
File 33.
I told you, I don't know what that is. Take me instead.
Samir slides the plastic bag over Kyla's head. Taryn looks on in horror as she struggles and panics.
We have 15 minutes. No excuses, no stalling. 15 minutes or she dies here like this. While you watch.
Stop it. Stop it! I'll find the file. Whatever it is, I'll get it for you!
Samir whips the bag off her head. The screen goes dead.
Mr. President, what is file 33?
Omar!
Mr. Bauer, I've got Brian Hastings on the line.
Yeah.
Jack, you know anything about this file?
No, but I'm standing here with the president, so I'll put you on speaker. Go ahead.
Mr. President, this is Brian Hastings. I have no intel on the file they're talking about. Can you tell me what this is?
Sir, they give you 15 minutes. If you want to see your daughter again, you don't have time to waste.
But what is this file?
Hassan, seemingly cornered, looks from his wife to Jack, then to Ortiz. He turns finally to the wide-eyed Nabil.
Show them. Show them.
Nabil crosses and sits down at a computer. Hassan turns to his wife.
I'll do anything for Kyla. I would give my own life.
Then give them this file.
Sir.
Hassan gazes ominously at Dahlia. He turns and crosses to where Nabil presents the open computer. Hassan keys in a secret password.
Put it up on the screen, mirror it over to CTU.
Dahlia looks towards the screen. A huge stack of files appear marked confidential.
Hastings, are you seeing this?
Yes, I am. Mr. President, this file appears to contain operational details of all U.S. anti-nuclear defenses.
That's correct.
Including our radiological detection arrays. This is highly classified DOD material. I need to know how you got this.
How do you think, Mr. Hastings? For 20 years, your nation has threatened mine. With everything from economic sanctions to military attack. So we gathered intelligence and found weaknesses in your defenses. We did what any other country would do.
Mr. President, that file shows the fatal flaws of our nuclear detection capabilities. If the terrorists were to get that, they could smuggle the fuel rods into Manhattan. Surely you understand we cannot let you give that to them. We're talking about the lives of tens of thousands of people.
And what of my daughter? What of her life?
With all due respect, madam, your family brought this threat to my country. We're doing the best we can.
Jack, you still on?
Yeah, we all are.
Jack, we may have a lead on the daughter's location. Arlo isolated a subway noise from the video feed at the end of the transmission, cross-referencing it with the real-time train positions as of this moment.
There aren't a lot of trains this late at night, especially within the radius that they could have traveled to.
They were heading southeast when they left the hotel. They've got to be near the F train stop by the Williamsburg Bridge.
Copy that, Cole and I'll head down there now. We'll bring TAC from here.
You need me to send a second team?
Yes, and Ariel, everything you've got. Have your men ready and assembled right away. Mr. President, we're going to need you to stall them when they call back.
How?
We'll set up a fake file that you can transmit.
They'll see through that, Mr. Baba.
Eventually, but right now we just need you to stall them long enough so we can locate your daughter. Stall them any way you can, but you need to make this work.
We will do whatever we have to.
Thank you.
Hassan watches gravely as Jack walks away. He turns and walks numbly towards his desperate wife. In the vault, Taryn escorts Kyla through into a side cell and sits her in a chair. He kneels in front of her. He bends to secure her ankles. He pauses and looks up seriously at her tear-stained face. He gently pulls the gag off her mouth. She shakes her head slightly.
Taryn,
please don't say.
Why are you doing this?
Please.
Why are you doing this?
Please don't say anything more. Please.
Taryn gets up as if racked with regret. He walks away, leaving her sitting in the chair, her hands bound and her ankles attached to the chair by pull ties. She watches through a hatch as he leaves the room and meets Samir by the circular metal vault door.
Is there trouble?
No, why would there be?
Samir glances at Kyla.
What's the problem?
They're never going to hand over that file.
They have to.
And if they don't? Killing her was not part of the plan.
You were willing to die in Hassan's limousine earlier today. You willing to do anything for our cause?
I still am.
You assured me your feelings for this girl would not get in the way. So tell me, do I need someone else to take care of her?
Kyla eavesdrops, doe-eyed on their altercation.
No.
Stay strong. Almost there.
Samir turns and stalks away. Taryn agonizes. Kyla watches him, her face a tragic mask. Taryn seems to be battling with his conscience. 3:35, end of part two. Part three, 3:39, Chloe walks briskly across the floor.
Status on our target area?
Still looking at almost six square blocks.
How far out are Jack and Cole? 6 minutes? That leaves us about 30 seconds to find her. We've got to narrow this down. Where's the second TAC team?
Leaving now.
Dana?
Huh.
Who is that?
She turns to see Preeti nosing around.
Nobody. Mr. Preeti, this is a secure area. If you're not going to wait in holding, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I'm sorry, I had a question.
And I'm in the middle of a situation. I don't have time.
Well, I wouldn't be bothering you, but I just got off the phone with my NYPD friend. He said I absolutely have to ask you about the security cameras at the police evidence lockup because, you know what? It turns out they malfunctioned the exact duration of the incident.
Well, somebody obviously disabled the cameras.
Yeah, but not Nick and Kevin. I mean, a crowbar is about as high-tech as those two get. Now, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. See, I'm thinking that someone must have helped them.
Dana's eyes narrow. She leads him back into the holding room, 3:41.
Now, my friend says that all the raw video from every government facility feeds right here into CTU. Am I understanding that right?
Yes.
He also says, correct me if I'm wrong, that the digital images are archived every 8 hours, and metadata, is that what it's called, metadata? That allows you to trace the exact source of any service outage. So, everything I need to solve this is right here. You can get it for me, right?
Mr. Preeti, we don't just give data to people off the street.
Well, now, that's right. That's right. You need an IDRAN, an interagency data request authorization number. Yeah, Hardiman gave me one of those. He said everything should fit on a 100-gig thumb drive. So is that going to be a problem, getting that for me?
She smiles as sweet a smile as she can muster.
No.
Good.
She leaves. Jack drives an SUV.
They've reprocessed the subway noise. Managed to narrow down the search grid.
How big?
About 12 buildings total. Apartments, offices, retail. It's still too much ground to cover. Agent Ortiz. Dana?
It's over.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure I heard you.
parole officer looking for Kevin's here at CTU. Knows about the robbery, the cameras, everything.
Are you certain?
Yeah. He's after the raw feeds. He's got an interagency request. I'm gonna give it to him, Cole. I'm sorry to call you. I just thought that you should know.
Why don't you wait?
Can you hear me? If he knows everything, he'll go to Hastings.
Don't do anything. We'll talk about it when I get back.
I can't wait. If you're here, you'll just get in more trouble trying to protect me. I can't let that happen. I love you, Cole.
Dana.
You got a problem?
No.
Good, because I need you to keep your head in this, you understand?
You got it.
Cole is trying. Dahlia approaches Hassan.
Umar?
You're running out of time. The technicians have prepared the file I'll be sending. But these people who have Kyla, they won't believe a fake file.
But they might believe you. You have a gift, Umar. When you talk, people listen. You need to convince them for our daughter. Say whatever you need to buy time. I have seen you move so many people. You can do this. I know it.
Mr. President, I'm sorry. It's time.
Onto the screen comes the live feed of the chair in front of the flag. The Hassans stare blankly at it. Kyla sits apprehensively in her cell. She looks up as Taryn enters. He kneels and snips the pull ties holding her ankles.
The deadline is here. Your father has not responded.
You hate him that much, you would do this to me? Taryn. I don't want to die.
He removes her handcuffs. 3:45. She gazes up at him. He helps her to her feet.
Please.
Then let us pray for once your father does the right thing.
Taryn, you can't let them do this. I know you. This is not you. And I know in my heart that you love me. In my heart, I know. And so I don't understand why.
Nearly there, sir.
Taryn hesitates. Samir is intent on his screen.
The uplink is ready.
Taryn looks towards Samir. He casts a look back down the corridor to where an armed guard stands on watch.
Let's go.
Stop them!
Wait.
Taryn grabs a fire extinguisher and floors the guard pursuing them.
Follow me!
Taryn pulls Kyla away along a corridor and up a flight of stairs. He exits through a fire escape and onto a street. He clicks the key fob he has stolen from the guard.
This way! Come on!
My father will have fun!
He's surrounded by traitors. We have to get to CTU.
They get into the car, which has responded to the fob.
Here. The number is in this cell phone. Call them.
No!
Taryn fights off one man. Samir, however, draws his gun. Taryn has fallen. Kyla leaps into the driver's seat and speeds off. Samir aims and shoots at the escaping car, but she swerves around the corner and away. 3:47, end of part 3. Part 4, 3:51. At CTU, Preeti waits impatiently for Dana. At the UN, Dahlia and Omar Hassan sit staring in anguish at the screen. The chair in front of the flag stands empty.
What has happened to her? Did the Americans stop the call?
I don't know.
Maybe they were afraid we'd hand over the real file. They could have gotten our daughter killed.
He stares back at her, seemingly unable to find words. She clasps a hand to her mouth and stares at the screen. At CTU, Hastings comes down onto the ops floor.
Why aren't we seeing anything?
We're not sure. Arlo's been scanning the audio source. 4 minutes ago, there was a spike, very faint, sounded like a gunshot.
Did Jack hear anything?
No, but he's still a quarter of a mile out.
Mr. Hastings, you better take this. It's Kyla Hassan. She's in a car. She's escaped.
What?
Go.
Miss Hassan, Ryan Hastings, director of CTU.
Are you all right?
No, no, I'm not all right. I'm driving. They might be chasing me. I don't know.
Where are you?
I don't know.
Track her cell phone. Patch Jack in. Miss Hassan, we're tracking your cell phone right now. Do not turn it off. Just tell us what happened.
They tried to kill me, but Taryn got me out. He found a car, but they caught us. They shot him. He's dead. He told me to call CTU, that it was the only safe place.
Miss Hassan, my name is Jack Bauer. We need to know where you were being held.
I don't know.
Ma'am, look, I know you've been through a great ordeal, but please, this is very important. Can you at least try to remember what the building looked like?
It was dark, and it was empty.
It had a vault. Like a bank, but abandoned.
Chloe, did you get that?
Got it.
You need to tell my father that Taryn Farouche helped me escape. That he sacrificed his life for me.
We've got the location, Jack. Republic Commerce Bank, 9621 East Broadway. Closed a year ago. It's the only bank on the grid.
Copy that. We're going to need drone support and send the second team over to the bank.
Got it.
Miss Hassan, we've got you on First Avenue in East 5th. Continue going straight. I will tell you when to turn.
Okay.
3:53, the pair of CTU SUVs led by Jax pulls up to a curb. Jack and Ortiz get out.
Could you cover this exit? When the second team gets here, you send them down. Cole, you're with me.
Yes, sir.
Stake the door.
They raise their weapons. They shatter the plate glass frontage of the disused bank. They descend elegant marble stairs into the deserted vault. Samir and his crew seem to have vacated the building. They proceed with caution, weapons at the ready. They do a sweep of the corridor. Cole gets into position opposite the circular metal door. Jack moves along the corridor until he is flat against the wall by the opening. He looks towards Ortiz. They both burst into the room in which sits the chair in front of the draped flag. Jack takes everything in, the table, the camera, and the other equipment.
Jack.
Ortiz gestures to Jack that they should take a look in the adjoining chamber. Jack joins Cole and the pair sweep through this next room. They continue on through another doorway.
Where's Jack? We're in the basement of the bank. There's some kind of tunnel system.
Got the schematics. I'm seeing it now.
We're gonna head down a spur southeast from the vault. How many exit points?
Two exits. No, three.
Have the drone cover all the exit points.
Arlo, I'm sending you my screen now. Can you get eyes on all the exits?
Yeah, ascending to 5,000.
Arlo sends data across to Chloe's screen. Samir and his men move methodically through a very functional and somewhat run-down tunnel. Samir grabs the rails and climbs the metal rungs of a fixed ladder. He and his accomplices climb a flight of steps. Arlo picks them up emerging from a building.
I've got movement at the south exit. I've got four hostiles approaching Division Street on foot heading northeast, you copy?
Yeah. Cole, they double back up top. Chloe, we're moving to intercept.
Where's Kyla?
She's approaching the tunnel entrance now. She'll be with us in 2 minutes. Security standing by.
Good work, people.
3:56. Dana looks across at Prati.
Dana, good work.
Thank you, sir. You'll excuse me for a few minutes?
Hastings looks at her askance. Arlo does likewise.
Targets are heading north on Orchard. Okay, they're getting into an SUV. Jack, do you copy?
Yeah. Just stay with them. We'll follow.
Chloe, King, you're coming with us.
Yes, sir.
You take King's vehicle. You two double back around Orchard.
Chloe, I've got a shot here for facial recognition.
Send it to me.
Chloe runs the program. Taryn's face appears.
It's Taryn Farouche.
He's supposed to be dead. Kyla said they shot him.
Taryn sits in a car, his expression very thoughtful and gloomy. Samir, sitting next to him, looks calmly over at him.
You did the right thing, Taryn.
I know.
She will die for a good cause.
Taryn continues staring straight ahead of him. Then he turns his gaze towards Samir.
Jack, Cole, come in.
What's going on, Chloe?
We ID'd one of the targets. It's Taryn Farouche. Kyla said he sacrificed himself to save her, but he's still alive.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes.
What the hell's going on?
The terrorists asked us to give them a file. They knew we would never give them. They never expected us to. Chloe, you got to put Hastings on now.
I'm on, Jack.
You cannot let Kyla Hassan in. The terrorists faked her escape. They wanted to get her to CTU.
For what purpose?
What's the best way to disarm New York's radiological defenses? Taking out CTU, there's got to be something in the car, some kind of a bomb. You need to stop her now.
Where is she?
Oh, my God. She's in the tunnel.
Security!
Dana looks doomily towards Preity. Hastings runs.
Security!
Dana, come here!
Chloe, the car that Taryn got into, where is it now?
Crossing into Brooklyn, taking the first exit off the Williamsburg Bridge.
We cannot lose them, do you understand me?
Copy.
Stop the car!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Put your hands so we can see them!
Dana! Call the bomb squad!
Get in the car!
Take her!
The bomb squad to the tunnel entrance.
Kyla is swept away from the car.
Get away from here!
Hastings, have you stopped that car?
Not in time, Jack. Hold on, just hold on! It's an EMP! It's an EMP!
You need to shut down your systems to protect the drones.
There's no time, Jack. Get away from the car!
I can move it.
Come on! Get out of there! Get out of there!
Waves of energy seem to pulse through CTU. Chloe grimaces at the noise in her headphones.
Chloe, can you hear me? Those drones right now are our only way of tracking down those terrorists. You need to pass them off to the NSA. Damn it, we're blind. Chloe, did you come? Chloe!
What the hell's happening?
We need to contact NSA. The terrorists just took out CTU.
4 a.m. The end.